Greetings, this is James Gillen with BBS Radio, also broadcasting on eSETI Stargate on YouTube, where you can actually go in and chat in real time, talk with us, talk with the other guests, other people. So it's going to be an interesting show because there's so many things going on. I had a couple things I want to talk about. One, I didn't have a chance to get on the computer this morning. We had so many challenges just setting the show up with all the computer glitches and phone glitches and everything else. It's getting, so I don't know what's going on. It's almost like either AI or something else has decided to invade our space. And they've been doing a great job with me and the producer and other people as well. So our close network. And so, you know, it's just getting really interesting. Actually, my phone's going crazy right now as we speak. Pretty strange. It's making new beeps I've never heard before, but anyway, I know a lot of people are having problems with that, and I'm going to look further into it. But there's just a lot of interference going on right now, and it's just the name of the game. I didn't get a chance, as I said, to find out. You know, I really don't like going into politics. People go, "Oh, you're a Trumpster and everything else." And I go, "No, I'm really I'm an observer. I just observe what's going on." And by talking about what I've observed, people get really upset because one side has gone down a very dark path. And there's just been a lot of disinformation and deception and lies and things like that. And the other path is kind of holding true to course, you know, sticking to the law, sticking to the truth. So anyway, you know, by observing that, all of a sudden you get packaged and you get all the hate mail and everything else. So again, you know, it's just like when we look at what's going on, we're just observing it, and we have information from higher levels, both spiritual levels and within the earth itself. So that's what we're going by when we talk about these things. So, you know, chill out. You know, we need to use a little critical thinking when we're looking at these things. Drop all the bias and look at things with the Buddha mind, which is the fresh mind. Let go of all bias, all social programming, social engineering, which is hard to do, and look at things with the Buddha mind, and you'll get there. The other thing is that there's a lot of this new coronavirus and things like that. There are solutions to this, you know, colloidal silver. There's other things. There's the MMS stuff. There's the GANS water. There's a lot of solutions to this, and they're not letting you know about those. So we're going to bring those solutions out, you know, real soon. And I think it's important to look at alternative things because these things can be eradicated. I just got an email this morning that said the Gates Foundation has the patent on the coronavirus. So, you know, there's a lot more to this story. There's a reason these things are breaking out, and they're doing everything they can from getting people to unite, come together, and live under universal law. There's another group that doesn't want people getting together, countries getting together, and things like that, whatever you want to call them. You know, you can label them Illuminati, deep state, whatever. But there's a lot of corruption and just a lot of malfeasance being cleaned up right now. So we have to go within and clean out our own malfeasance and get really clear and make sure we're on the right side of the fence, you know, in these times. With that said, I'm going to bring Joy on the show. We've got Joy Jackson, and she's been working as a professional spiritual teacher, channeler, dream analysis, psychic medium, intuitive guide, and holistic fitness coach in the Pacific Northwest since 2006. Since early childhood, Joy's felt a profound connection with spirit and with higher realms of existence, an affinity that has only continued to deepen over a lifetime. After working for several years in finance and the holistic health and wellness industry, Joy was drawn to change her life path and her career using her innate and acquired skills as a light worker and holistic fitness coach in order to support others in harmonizing their mind, body, and spirit for a better quality of life. So without any further ado, we're going to bring Joy on the show. Joy, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm really, really glad to be here, James. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, I know you probably have as many irons in the fire as we do here. You know, I'm going to have to clone myself pretty quick because I can't keep up with everything. But what projects have you been working on lately? And I'd like to get your input, too, on what you see happening on the planet right now.
Sure. No, I'd be glad to. And, you know, I think like a lot of other people that you probably interact with and know, and I know my clients as well, kind of the common theme right now is a bit of overwhelm. You know, it's just because everybody's stuff is really seeming to come to the surface right now. It seems to be collectively and individually a real shoring up time that a lot of us are going through. You know, I've had some projects that I've been working on throughout the last couple of years, but it's been really interesting. It's been a bit of a dance between just personal issues coming up, you know, just normal family things, things that we all kind of have to go through and work through. And then when I get that reprieve, kind of getting out there again, and, you know, I like to do work that, you know, helps to empower people. And I'm probably most known on social media for some of my activism in the last couple of years, just in creating more awareness around certain issues that are kind of near and dear to my heart. And I think a lot of our viewers as well, as far as ascension and just the awareness of certain things that are needing to come to the surface for us so we can transcend them and move forward from these kind of what might seem confusing times looking on the surface.
Yeah. Yeah, on the lighter note, I'd call them confusing times. A while ago, somebody sent me this astrological report, and they said, it was about 2 weeks ago, and they said, this is going to be hell week, you know, for everybody. And it was. I mean, everything hit the fan, everything around me. It was just like unbelievable. And I saw, you know, the beast rear its ugly head, and it's got many heads. And I just went, oh my God, and it was a time just to pull in. I had to just pull all my energies in. Look, I can't communicate with all the dramas around me. I really need to pull my energies in and stay focused and clear all these unseen negative energies coming at me. And it was intense. It was a very intense time for me. And, you know, some people got upset about that because I just, you know, I could go, look, you have the tools, you know, you've been given the tools, you know how to clear, you know how to clear these energies. It's now you're up, you know, you're at bat, you know, start doing it. And, it's all about self-mastery, but, but it was, I've just seen, like you were saying, we were asking the higher beings. And I hate to be the kind of bearer of not so good news, but we said on a level of 1 to 10, where are we at right now in this major cleansing process? And they said, we just cut through 1. So, I mean, if you know, and so if that was 1, I'm wondering how we're going to get through the next 9, but, and maybe you got some tips on that.
Oh, well, I feel you. Cause I think it's great for, I think what's really great for people to hear sometimes, especially when they're looking to their spiritual teacher or someone that they think's, you know, maybe a few steps down the road, is that we're still going through our stuff too. You know, no one's immune.
I'm already in the fifth dimension. I don't have any stuff. No, I hear that one all the time. I'm in the fifth dimension already. I don't have any stuff. And I said, well, if you're in the fifth dimension, take a run at that tree over there.
Yeah, I want what they're having. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, and that's just it. You know, we're all kind of walking this path together. And maybe some of us have gathered tools that, you know, we're a little more comfortable using. And we're able, if we're lucky, to kind of pass that on. But I know even for myself, it's been a real shoring up time. And my guides, you know, I think our guides, what the beautiful thing is, they really show me that they just see us as their children. Like these children are just trying to, like we're getting out of kindergarten and just going on to the next phase. And there's so much compassion and grace that I receive from them. And probably the most helpful tool for myself is just, you know, being able to be present, to be grounded, to take those moments as often as we need, to be very gentle with ourselves and just ground, breathe. Because so many of us get caught up in survival mode so quickly, and the mind, the monkey mind, as we call it, you know, if it doesn't have an opportunity to kind of, it's like a discipline, you know, that muscle memory to develop. It's just that daily practice.
It was really interesting, and I had so many people emailing me and texting me going, what is going on? And then the more I delved into it, I saw that there's a massive cleansing going on, and there are entities that are not in our highest and best good. And, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, there's some tall grays, there's reptilians, there's serpent beings, and some of the, some really high level demonic type stuff is all coming to the surface right now, because they're being kicked out basically. And they're just trying to jump in anywhere they can and create as much disruption as possible. And, you know, explain this to people and they go, well, you're just avoiding your own stuff. You know, and I go, no, it's, they hook you through stuff, but they're there. They are there and they are at play. And I'm curious if you've run into things like that in your work.
Oh, I have. I mean, even with myself, if I become the least bit complacent or think I've got something mastered, it's amazing how, I guess you could say, these negative entities almost come in as a catalyst to show me where I need to do some work.
Yeah.
And they're always right there when I start, if I start to backslide, if I get overwhelmed, if I'm not really centered, or even just taking on energy that's not mine. On the internet, it's very easy to do with technology and all the things coming through. I think nature has been my salvation when it comes to really grounding and trying to, you know, just center myself away from all that, because that's when I start to feel I can kind of transcend that and really do some really effective clearing work. These artificial constructs that many of us are in are just, even just our bodies just don't know what to do. So we're almost, because we tend to entrain with our environment, in my experience. So whatever's around us, our bodies are in our spirit, you know, it's to get them harmonized can be very challenging. And then entities, you know, they're just doing what they do, you know, it's like, oh, yummy.
Jump in and feed off of this chaos.
I mean, I don't think if I had experienced it myself, you know, it would be been a lot for me to comprehend, to even such a thing. I think so many folks are, when they're dealing with these dark forces, you know, they're just so interwoven in their daily lives that for them to even begin to break down, you know, what's going on in the world, let alone in themselves, can be really a really difficult thing. And kind of getting back to that overwhelm, you know, you almost become like a deer in headlights. And I was kind of introduced to it in interesting ways throughout my lifetime, like the idea of secret societies and, you know, the occult and more in the darker sense, you know, and it wasn't even until I got older and had some relativity that I could begin to understand what I had witnessed or what I'd experienced. And because I didn't even have the context to make heads or tails of it. Like when I grew up in Northern California, everyone knew of, probably a lot of viewers and yourself have heard of Bohemian Grove.
Oh yeah. And,
you know, a lot of the locals were aware that it was there. You're aware it's there. You're aware dark things are happening, but you don't have the context to fully understand what's happening there. But you do know, you just know something's up and it's not good. And you know, keep it a respectful distance.
Exactly. Yeah, there's, speaking of that, it's kind of funny because there are people, and I won't mention names, in the high level in the UFO field that are dancing right alongside the other boys at Bohemian Grove. And they hang out with these guys and they brag about it. And people, and they're the top of the food chain in ufology. And people don't realize why ufology has gone nowhere. I mean, disclosure has gone nowhere for so long is because it's been a controlled narrative, and they have this system in place, and they're pushing out all the people that are authentic, that really have the evidence, that have the knowledge, and that understand the spiritual side, which is so much more vast than nuts and bolts. And they're all being pushed out because they have this extreme controlled narrative. And, you know, it's time for people to start asking those questions. Wait a second. You know, we've been doing this for 60 years, trying to prove UFOs exist. You know, we're back at Roswell. We're back at crash sites. We're back at autopsies. You know, we're back at somebody got abducted, you know, Billy Bob feeding his pigs like 60 years ago or something, you know, and that's where the main thing is going on. And, and then you've got the government shields, you know, and those guys and that controlled narrative happening. And they're in there just to keep it going, keep it very dark in the past, fearful. And unfortunately, it's, you know, I was checking into some of these events and they're at like 15 to 70%, 70% of the people in these events that are truly authentic and that are really in service and they're here to educate. And it's, the level's gone so low that I'm at a point now where I'm basically creating different venues. I mean, me and others, myself and others are creating other venues, other conferences and things to do that. And I'm sure you're aware of that, of that element going on. So it's got to shift out because the old guard has become so controlled and they're not using discernment. It's all about entertainment and making a buck basically. And they've gone down that road and, you know, I look at the boards of some of these people on the boards and I look at them and they say no new world order. But you go, hey, there's two guys on your board that are Council on Foreign Relations. You know, how can you say no new world order? And you know what I mean? I think that's something that people need to really wake up and start demanding, you know, answers to, as well as you probably heard about Ancient Aliens came out here. It was unbelievable. And they censored everything. I was not even in it. They came to my ranch and they interviewed Peter and John, the remote viewers, and they totally cut me out of it completely because they didn't like, because I was giving the answers to the questions that they want to keep questions and they want to just keep it entertaining and keep those questions. They don't want answers to those questions. They want to just keep the ball rolling. And also they're on orders not to let me get this information out from other on high, you know, so. It's unbelievable, just what's happening, but I'm sure you've seen a lot of that as well out there.
Oh, yes. Oh, I just, little light bulbs kept going off as you were speaking to those things because, you know, the mass media entertainment and all these industries that we have on Earth that are part of this big matrix that we're in, mass media entertainment's probably the most influential control system of our time. As far as I'm concerned, and from what I witnessed, you know, it's those that are not connected with their own true power and that think they need to take others, that there's not enough, or for whatever reasons they're stuck there. You know, mind control is their greatest asset. And, you know, because if we're not in control of our own minds, it's kind of game over, really. Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, that's kind of what I've been, that's probably the one take home. And I've probably been attacked for the most is just driving home that message, that sovereignty of the mind, us gaining control of ourselves and being sovereign beings. That's their worst fear because then the game is over. Yeah. And even in metaphysics, when I was first getting started and I'll even go further back when I was just getting started and, I fell into it. I was working in the financial industry, you know, since my teens, in insurance, and it kind of went up in the higher levels. And, you know, I ended up working for a company that was owned by a negative Mason group here in this state. And, you know, I was not fully aware of what the Illuminati was or any of those things. I just knew that they got together, wore weird costumes and had all this, you know, ritual going around it. But it wasn't until later on that I understood that even in the industry I was working in, there were darker forces at the top that were all working with other industries. You know, insurance works with food, with medicine, with, you know, that when the higher up the pyramid you go, you're going to start seeing the same characters and the same types and the same archetypes.
Yeah.
You know, and when I started becoming more involved in ufology just out of genuine interest, because as an experiencer myself, it was much like with metaphysics. You had those that were really genuine seekers and that just wanted from a real heart-centered place to see things change, because, you know, even we've suffered, you know, we've been there. We just want a better world. Uh-huh. And then you suddenly find yourself with others in the industries that had been kind of sucked into just the whole, I guess, lack of a better word, business side of things, and had been at it a long time. Because I think going way back, and depending on, you know, I'm in my mid 40s now, but maybe to someone in their 20s, this might be hard to have this relativity. But me looking back in the 80s, you know, around 1987, you know, that was kind of a pivotal point for metaphysics and ufology and different things happening in the world. You know, I mean, it's even going back, you know, these things have been put in place for so long. So anytime someone came out with a narrative or information, I should say, it was very controlled. You know, basically they are enslavers are not going to just give us freedom. You know, it's not going to be that way, unfortunately. We kind of have to just be our own mavericks, so to speak. And
you know, the old saying, like, it's like pioneers take the most arrows, you know, but some of them deserve it. But anyway, you know, it's just like when you're on the forefront, you're going to get the most heat. And I noticed too, is I try to tell a lot of the light workers, you know, that they go, I want to become the Christ. I want to become the Christ. And I said, you do? And they go, yeah. And I said, they'll hate you. And they go, why? And I said, because you're going to mirror back to them and amplify everything they love and hate about themselves. And they're going to go into projection and all this other stuff. So you have to master the ability to depersonalize this stuff, you know, loving detachment. And when you become telepathic, you're going to know what they're thinking, feel where their heart is, and they're saying something totally different. It's going to drive you crazy. So, you know, there's a lot of foundational tools we need to get to go into this. But I've noticed that too, is I like that saying, the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And you know, that's what people that go, well, I don't have any problems at all. And my good friend Michal Lev was talking about that. He said, if you don't have challenges, you're not evolving. If you don't have some chaos in your life, you're not evolving. And you're just going with the flow. You know, you're going with the status quo. You're going with the flow. So you're not bucking the herd, so you're okay. And when people go, well, I don't have any of these problems at all, and I just go, well, you're not a threat. you know, you're the herd. You know, that's, if you step out of the herd, then you become a threat.
Yeah, I've experienced that myself. You know, and that's why it actually was helpful in that it just made me hold even more dear those tools, and my practice. You know, because I realized that at the end of the day, even when things were looking super scary, you know, that was my touchstone. I always had that to come back to. And that's when things would suddenly, you know, just get calm and centered. It's almost like when we're getting ready for graduation, you know, they kind of prep you. They start prepping us, I think, too. You know, it's time to see, okay, what would we learn? Can we use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, yeah. And so when someone is challenging me or a system's challenging me, and boy, I mean, right now, I think that's it, because I know collectively we're heading through this process of, you know, not just the individual, but collectively we're trying to transcend these things so we can kind of go to the next level. We're kind of seeing what the graduating class is going to look like. And it's not that, you know, clearly those that are not going to be coming through this way, you know, are not protective and loved in their own way. You know, there'll be their time. It's just, you know, I tend to look at them like just, for me, it's easier to look at it as being in school. You know, some people need to repeat some lessons. They need maybe a student teacher, maybe, you know, they need to, and that's helped me a lot, because it can be very, because there's so much duality coming up, you know, it's coming up in ourselves and it's coming out there, because it has to. Healing often at the onset is, in my experience, not pretty. The poison and all the toxins, even when we're detoxing, it's not always fun at first, you know, get those detox symptoms going. And then, you know, and then finally we start to see the other side, and it feels more natural and normal, and it's not quite so bumpy. But you know, when some folks are kind of coming to me going, well, Joy, what am I going to do? You know, these bad people out here are doing this and that. And I said, well, from what I've been experiencing so far is when we're very sure in ourselves, you know, whatever's happening to them is going to be happening to them. You know, it's going to get bumpy. You know, it's going to get bumpier. And so just kind of having that trust in that as long as we're willing to have these conversations for one thing and not be as sick as our secrets and not let them, you know, put us into fear mode of, you know, being afraid to just talk about difficult things. I think that's the big thing. And one of the reasons I'm so grateful for your show and others like it and your work is dispelling, just getting rid of all that, you know, and allowing us to that freedom to just express what's really going on. And that, cause that's exactly what sick things need to, in order to thrive. They need us to be quiet. They need us not to go there.
PC correct. PC correct. We can't go there. We have to say, we have to talk in these and those and wear sandals and robes and never talk about a bad thing. And, you know, it's unbelievable the PC correct stuff I get. I go, are you serious? I transcended that a long time ago. And, you know, when you're authentic, that's where your power comes from. People don't realize you've got to be authentic. You know, we all have our own unique soul and soul purpose for being here. And when you're aligned with that, that's where your power comes from. And I noticed that I had a teacher, I love what he said to me. He said, the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. You know, you want their love, their acceptance, their approval. You need financial support from them. Something, there's something that you know, they have that you can find within. You can become sovereign and you can love and accept yourself and all that, you know, and then that's when you're really in your power. But what I'm seeing is that's all breaking down, all those disempowering programs and dependencies and everything are just coming up for people to look at, and there's no getting away from it. It's like, and I'm curious to see what your take on this. It seems like there are waves of energy coming in, and they're exponentially getting stronger, and each one has a pattern to it that's going to bring up different things or different issues. And it's just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Have you noticed that?
Oh, I do. Cycles. I've noticed just everything goes in cycles. You know, I mean really everything. And I'm noticing that with these, the photonic energies, all these things coming through. And you can almost look at astrology and other systems like that to kind of get a feel for it. They'll activate things within us that we need to focus on the most. You know, like in astrology, they call them houses or, you know, certain traits or certain places in our lives. And I'm sensing that what we've been experiencing is no different in that regard. Yeah. You know, where we need it most is where it's going to hit. And sometimes it can catch us off guard too. It's like, oh, wow, I thought I was okay there, but
we used to have this. I had this yoga class. It was bhakti yoga, and I had this amazing teacher, Clara Blankrot. I hope she's still around. I haven't seen her for her, but it was like another lifetime ago almost. But we would do these classes, and they're very powerful because you'd sit down, you'd center in, you'd meditate, and she'd say, "Okay, what am I dealing with? I want to get this into one sentence, maybe two or three words. What am I feeling? What's my main lesson for today?" And there's 30 people in the class. And what was amazing is that out of those 30 people, at least 25 would have the same thing, would say the exact same thing. And so I realized, I go, well, wait a second. How can we all be having the same challenge if these energies that are coming in are not bringing that up? You know, so here, you're not looking at a program outside saying this is what's going to happen. You're looking at what's happening and then trying to figure it out from there, you know, from a different point of view. And I thought it was amazing. And that's what I'm seeing is that some people have like family issues, like father issues or mother issues, or some people have financial issues, you know, poverty, lack consciousness, or some people have, you know, you have all those things, and some people that have mastered that, it's not going to bother them when this wave comes through. But the people that haven't mastered it, it's going to hit them really hard, you know, if they haven't forgiven their father or their mother or something else. So it's amazing watching this. I don't know, it'd be nice to figure out a way to chart this out somehow, but I think like Vedic astrology, I think, does that pretty well.
I do too. I this last couple of years, I became interested in sidereal astrology. And I kind of moved away from the Western astrology that I've been interested in my whole life. It just felt a little more on point for me. And a little over about 11 years ago, I went through recovery from addiction, and I went through just more the traditional 12-step model and whatnot. But why I mentioned that is what was really interesting, because again, it's not that it was at the forefront of my mind as I was going through it, but when you're sitting in these rooms, especially with the common bond or goal, was the themes would be so similar. And there was a saying that we don't compare, we identify.
Yeah.
And how many of us are just seeking to help each other kind of understand and identify what the other's going through, and how synchronistically, you know, we find out that, you know, there'd often be a general theme that everyone was going through often. Or you just end up hearing what you needed to hear that day. And it's still, to this day, when I'm working with clients, what really blows my mind is how much I get from that, of what I needed to hear. You know, there's always something. So it's, and I try to make sure that they understand, like, this work is helping me as much as it's helping you.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We've had some lately. We've been doing these clearings, or we do these transpersonal release sessions, and we're having beings come in now. They're like the ancient gods and stuff like that. Like, you know, just recently we had Helen come in and Diana and stuff like that as people's guides. And I go, well, this is a new one, you know, like this is a new one. And you tune into the energies and they are very high, you know, very loving, very compassionate. And, you know, they've evolved too as well. You know, these other gods have evolved too as well. So it's really interesting. And when they come in, your whole body, you just get a shot down your spine and you feel this total bliss hit, this energy from them. And it's just really interesting. So every time I learn, every less counseling I do, I learn more about who's who and all the different levels and what they're doing and their work and things. And, you know, everything from, you know, I like that tiger behind you. I've been looking at that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I have a photograph where I actually shape-shifted into a tiger. It's hilarious. It's on my old computer. I've got to find it. It's crazy.
Oh, but, wow.
I work a lot with the lion beings and the feline beings and those guys. But
me too. I've always been drawn to them. Something about the white tiger in particular. I have a tattoo that I got many, many years ago that was still very special to me. And it's interesting, the beings that I work with just seem to have that, embody that frequency. And maybe about only 4 years ago, a group of beings that I now refer to, because I just out of a lack of a better term for them, I called Channel 42.
Yeah.
Because they were coming up with the number 42 for me all the time. And it took me quite some time to really understand what that was about. And what I started to come to understand is that they were always with me, you know, always with us, but it had to do with the time, the cycle that we were coming into around that time. And 42 being associated with transformation. In the Bible, some say it's end of times and this and that. It can be perceived that way. But that they were here to really help me, not just me, but, you know, and my community, just get ready to ride that wave and to really start doing that work. And it was such a, like you're experiencing, these beings have so much grace and just so much compassion that when I began working with them, I myself had to take time to almost feel worthy just for myself, because it is just all these rooted issues that I still had that I wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. And it's been a beautiful experience, although albeit challenging, just like anyone else, you know, stuff comes up that maybe you had a blind spot you didn't know you had before, you know, in those terms. But, you know, that it was so wonderful to understand that there really are these beings that are just there, you know, to help us. And they know things are kicking up. They're kind of like they're ready.
What I find out is that there's, as in, you know, I tell people the path to enlightenment, you're going to experience these beings on the way and on the way back to source. And there's so many dimensions out there. As you're going up the dimensions, you're going to experience these other beings. Eventually you realize it's all you, you know, it's like everything is you, that you're all one. But the I always did things backwards because I had the near-death experience where I went straight through the tunnel and end up in the source and had a conversation. And I kind of left the door open, but these beings would appear to me and I go, who is this? You know, and I'd find out what dimension they're on and things like that. And then I'd go do the research and find out later that these are real beings. You know, there's actually songs to them and they were in ancient times. And the mind blower was these lion beings were appearing to me. And then I did research on them, and they're all throughout India and Egypt, Sekhmet, and things like that. They're the protectors of the gods. And now they're coming in right now for these times to protect a lot of the light workers that are getting their butts kicked by these other lower beings, you know. So it's all, as much as we're getting challenged and the entities that are coming after us, we also have help next level up that we need to connect to and bring that into the picture to clear these energies out. And there's one thing I wanted to say too. I know a lot of quantum healers out there, and I'm not exactly sure. I mean, it's a great system and people have a lot of amazing experiences there. I don't want to talk anything negative, but I knew Dolores Cannon, and she would never talk about the negative side. She wouldn't talk about those, you know, there are no negative beings, you know, and she was here at the ranch. She goes, those aren't chemtrails, you know, and things that I go, come on, this is real. I think later on she started talking about that, but a lot of them have not gotten that training on how to deal with these beings. And I have a bunch of people that are doing that process that were counseling somebody, and turned out they had a reptilian inside of them, and that reptilian jumped on them, and they didn't know how to deal with it. They weren't trained how to deal with that. And I thought it'd be important to bring that up because, mm-hmm. you know, is that as a counselor, we're going to be challenged by these entities because they're up right now and they don't want to lose control of that, of your patient, you know, and they are going to come at you, you know, to stop you from freeing them from that, you know. And I think it's real important that people learn tools and techniques for shielding, for healing unseen negative influences, and how to bring in the higher beings to take care of this, you know, to take these entities out. I wonder if you've run into that as well.
I have. And, you know, it's actually been quite, I've gotten a lot of humility from it. You know, there was a time where I was more leaning, like you were saying with Dolores Cannon, that, oh, well, if we don't look at it, then maybe, you know, because that was kind of how I was trained a bit too, just by, because that was kind of the general, that was a general way that metaphysics was kind of presenting, you know, these teachings. But just through my own experience, and some of them were very difficult, you know, and even very painful, that I picked up attachments because I was kind of still in this disbelief, even though I've experienced darkness. I've experienced throughout my lifetime what I associate to be demons. I kind of wrote them off as just being matters of my addiction or the things that I was going through my lifetime. But now that I've had a chance to really get more clarity and kind of coming through the other side of it, I have a whole new respect for what comes with doing this work. And that those attachments and those beings are very real. But the humility comes in only in that I don't go into fear now over it. It's just the awareness. Yeah. It's just awareness is everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're like before when I went through that process, I mean, I had entities trying to take over my body and everything else. And it was a battle to even get control of my body again and kick these beings out. And before, you know, and it was funny because I was meditating afterwards, and I was kind of pissed off at the masters, to be honest with you. And I go, I thought I had protection. You know, what the hell was that? And I hear this voice says, you did well. You know, and I go, what do you mean I did well? They go, that was your initiation. You know? You need to understand that these things are real, and you did really well. You won that one. And they said that was your initiation. It was a chance to use those tools that you had. And but now they're like a mosquito, you know. Before they just knocked the crap. Now they're like, yeah, go away. You know, it's just like they don't bother me anymore. And I just call the lion beings or the Andromedans or somebody else to come in and clear them out. Yeah. You know, seventh. You know, I have some 13th dimensional beings that'll come in if it gets really ugly. You know, so
there you go.
But, you know, it's just part of the process. And I think it is so important right now because that's all coming up. The energy they're coming in are bringing all that up. Before, we didn't know it was operating and what it was doing and everything else. And now it's coming up and it's in our faces. And a lot of people are acting out those energies, not knowing that they do have these attachments. They don't realize the emotions they're feeling aren't theirs. They're the other entities. You know?
Well, this just past, even just this past, I'll say a couple of years, maybe even just as last year, to where I really, really started to see it, just how many people around me. And, you know, in other words, if they couldn't get at me, you know, anyone else that was vulnerable was getting really hit. And I realized it's part of the path. You know, I really tried to work my way through it just step by step, because it was just gaining that awareness that, wow, okay, you know, it's really important, not just for me, but that the best way I can be of service to anyone else is to at least to acknowledge it and to do my work so it gives them more of a chance to transcend it and to let these things go and to get rid of these beings or entities. And it's amazing because there's been some folks in my life that if you met them even just a few years ago, would not have been open to this at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just no way. No way. But because they've seen me just as even as an observer, kind of going through what I'm going through, and they just start to be kind of drawn to it. Just, you know, they're kind of seeing like, wow, well, why is she doing okay? And why are things kind of working for me over here? It's bumpy. So they kind of became more open just by being around me. And that was really encouraging for me just to understand that sometimes just doing our stuff can have these profoundly powerful and have such a powerful ripple effect on everyone around us. I mean, clearly we can't save everyone, and it's really is something that we all have to do, you know, walk our own journey. But at the same time, that community I'm realizing now is more important than ever. And I think we're going to start finding, at least going forward, that community becomes more and more central and important to us, because, you know, without the community, the individual will fail to thrive, as we know. Yeah. It may not look like what we, you know, originally conceived with yeah. our birth family, you know, and things like that. And it may change and be an ebb and flow, I think, as we're kind of going through these cycles and changes. But I think we'll start to find that the wheat is separating itself from the, yeah, I mean, we're.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going through that process.
Becoming more apparent who our tribes are, and yeah. becoming, as we become more grounded in ourselves.
And you always think, you know, I could have done more, you know, I needed to be doing more. And we always beat ourselves up with that one. And one time I was thinking that, and I go, boy, I wish I could reach enough people, more people and things like that. And then one of the beings came into me and he said, you know, when you did Contact Has Begun, you know, you reached 28 million people in the first 2 weeks. You know, it was like massive. I go, well, I guess I have been doing something. You know, I started thinking about it. And then it was Ezekiel, which is another seventh dimensional being. And he said, you have no idea what's happening on the outskirts of your aura. So when we generate that energy, that light, that love and that joy and that bliss, and we're connecting into these higher dimensions, it's affecting everybody around us. And you, now you just walk into a room and everybody kind of feels it. You know, they'll feel it and they'll look over and go, I want what he's having, you know, or she's having or whatever else. It's kind of interesting how that works. But along with that too, you really need to stay humble. Cause I see people will go from ego to a wounded ego to healed to spiritual ego. And they don't take the next step which is to let go of that. And what we're seeing right now, and a lot of people, like their descriptions of it, they said there's a lot of people, they're wearing the cloak of enlightenment and healer and service to others. But when you pull the cloak away, there's something altogether different, you know, under there. Yeah. And I've seen a lot of that right now, that the people we thought were light are turning out to be dark, you might say. And the people we thought were dark are healing and they're becoming the new light, you know, so it's, and they have the humility because they came from that space of really being, you know, tried, you know, with the fire, you might say.
Oh yeah. I've learned so much. Like they sometimes they refer to them as the downtrodden or the,
yeah.
I loved the downtrodden because yeah, I learned so much. There's so much humility when you've come out of something like that too. I love it. It's why I'm still trying to stay very close to that, because I know I'm just as eligible as anyone else to be crazy or to be, you know, the minute I, so it does keep me humble. And yet that's just the most powerful gift I've received, because that's when I'm truly at peace. That's when I surrender. Yeah. That's when I feel, wow, it's okay if I don't have it all, but I'm here today and I know what to do. And, you know, it's, and if I do these things, it's going to be okay. And it's amazing that that's kind of the gift. That's the gift I realize I like to think we signed up for it, you know, is that relativity. There's times where I've been there like anyone else where you're like, oh my God, why did I sign on for this? Why would anyone do this to themselves? Because, I'm a teacher. I should have that figured out. I shouldn't be going through these things. And then that humility rushes in and goes, well, why not you?
Yeah.
Why not you? Of course. I have a brain. I have as much as, I'm as human as anyone else right now. Well,
you're gonna be challenged all the way. You know, you're going to be, and even after you get there, you're going to be challenged. So you just, it's just the way it is. It's the way it, the world works. And, you know, we didn't come to get absorbed by this down here. We came to change it, you know, and a lot of us incarnated from a lot of these other advanced civilizations that have already transcended all this. And our friends and family there are looking at us going, I can't believe they're actually still functioning down there, you know, that they haven't been taken out. I mean, they look at us in awe. They go, wow, I can't believe you're in that suit and you're still going forward and you're still holding it together and things like that. And people go, they look at us at all screwed up and everything. No, they see us as, you know, the bravest of angels down here that have taken this journey.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think if nothing else, that's one theme that's been coming through really strongly as of late is if we're not, we should even just give ourselves a pat on the back for being here still.
Yeah.
It's just to be here, just to be present is huge. It's huge. You know, I know so many people get these ideals of what ascension looks like or when the burning bush moments and those are great, but I'm starting to find it's the little things that I'm the most grateful for that bring me the most awareness and presence and beauty. You know, I just grateful to have peace of mind.
Oh yeah.
Most days, just being at peace in my own skin is huge. And a lot of the people I work with at the end of the day, any issues that they're wriggling with are very similar to that. You know, it's just, I think most diseases that we're experiencing are just disconnection from source, from our natural state of being. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds so simple, but.
Yeah. I mean, on every level, I see that, you know, if the closer you get, the further you get away from nature, the more you have disease. It's that simple. You know, eat close to the earth, eat organic, get away from all processed packaged foods, you know, do your daily practices where like Qigong or things like that, where your feet are on the earth, you know, take walks in nature, meditate in nature. It's amazing how many people will have these spontaneous healings just by doing that.
Oh, that's been my experience too. You know, the more I realized it was such a simple program, as they say, the more I was able to lean into and just go, oh, wow. You know, sometimes just getting outside and just allowing, you know, the natural light, just how much artificial light messes with us.
Yeah.
You know, how important the sun is for us to thrive and how many ailments. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia shortly after my daughter was born, about 7 years ago. And it was a gift because I didn't realize what that, you know, where these chronic illnesses and these mysterious illnesses, I hadn't really looked closely enough at that. And I almost had to go through it to really understand that, you know, these mystery illnesses and all these things that are coming up are as simple as the fact of just not getting enough sunshine, fresh air, good, clean food, our circadian rhythm just being really messed up and the technologies that they're throwing at us. You know, you look at animals. You know, we're animals. I mean, if you look at, if you take an animal and put them indoors 24/7, they start having the same problems we do. You know?
Yeah, they do.
Like cats didn't used to have thyroid problems. You know? And now suddenly indoor cats do. And it's going, oh, wait a minute. You know?
Yeah, we have cats that go, they're kind of, the cats we've had here, one's totally feral. We always get these feral cats that show up and then they finally chill out. And then they let us pick them up and pet them and stuff like that. But they're wild, you know, and they go out and they hunt and they get the mice and everything else. And they're in great shape. I mean, they just fly up trees and everything else. It's amazing. And all the animals here live really long lives, like almost double lifespans. It's insane just because of the energies here. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword, though, because when these energies do come in, whatever's not resonating at that higher energy comes up for people. So it's like a double-edged sword. One, people come here and they go, I love this place. You know, this is like, I'm home. You know, this is like the Pleiades, and they have all these different names for it. And I said, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, get back to me about 3 or 4 days. And they go, why is that? Because about 3 or 4 days, everything's going to come up that doesn't resonate with that frequency. And sure enough, boy, it happens. And they have a choice. They either heal and own it, or they project and blame and take off. And then you're the bad guy, you know? So, but there's nothing you can do about that. You know, people will do what they, you know, they have that opportunity each time to go within and heal it and, or project and blame, you know, and unfortunately the masses take the other side usually because they don't have the spiritual understanding or tools, you know, to work on the other. And that's sad that that's not being taught as kids, you know, just basic foundational stuff.
Oh, exactly. And I think that's why this generation coming forward will be really interesting. I mean, and I think that's the thing, even looking at my own daughter, you know, and it's not that I had it all figured out when she came in, you know, but they're coming in hardwired for this. I'm noticing.
Yeah, they are.
You know, it doesn't seem to perplex them quite so much. And they're really going to be ushering us as well, I think, in that regard.
Yeah. We do like a lot of ceremony here. We did a lot of sweat lodges and things like that. And if you really want to learn something, have a sweat lodge with the kids and then hand them the talking stick. Because everybody's equal in there in the lodge. Everybody has their own say. When they get through, when you go through the rounds and they get through talking and stuff, you just go, my God, I forgot. You know, I totally forgot so much. I forgot what's important. I forgot, you know, and you know, they are the teachers. And I really think we need to do more of that. One of the things I was talking to Mary Rodwell about that, and she was saying that in the UFO community, they're not talking to the kids who are having the experiences, who are having the contacts. And they're definitely have pushed most of the women out of the field because they have a more heart-centered, more spiritual approach to it. And that is so missing in that field. And they push that out to maintain and control the narrative and keep it either nuts and bolts or dark or a men thing, you know. And they're killing the field. They're actually killing. They're going to collapse because they aren't evolving. They're not, you know, what's the purpose of it? To understand, to have contact, to understand who these beings are, how they can assist us, how can they help humanity, the earth. I mean, that's the whole function of these things. Well, they've gone into total dysfunction and they've gone the other direction of suppressing all that. So they, in the future, I see the ones that take that path are going to collapse, and all these new venues coming out are going to, you know, they're going to thrive.
I think you're right. I'm seeing the same thing in that, you know, just like when I was in business, really, you know, it was that patriarchy in that, you know, that imbalance, you know, it's trying to get its equilibrium again, you know, with the divine feminine, the masculine, and ufology is no exception. Yeah. You know, you'll notice that many people in the field that are being kind of put out there by, you know, the corporations and things like that, there's a reason, because they're wearing the mask they need them to wear. Yeah. You know, they're keeping the status quo locked down.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I remember being, you know, I remember feeling I had to do that too. You know, when I was in business, especially, you know, it was a very competitive, there wasn't room for, you know, the receptive side or the creativity, the heart-centered side of things. It was the just pure action, you know.
Profit driven, you know, that's
exactly.
And that's what I'm seeing right now, is that there's a lot of big money coming into these things. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the big money, it's, you know,
all the money.
Luciferian. I hate to say it, but it is. It's got a lot of satanic Luciferian attachments to it, and that's coming in and taking over. And people are going, well, I want the fame, I want the notoriety, I want the money, I want the, you know, and they're looking at that, and that's driving who comes and talks and comes to these things. And unfortunately, it's really, it's gotten out of hand right now. And that's why I'm backing out of some of the plate, some of the things. And actually, not only backing out, I've been pushed out, you know, because anybody who's really authentic and really has a message and is trying to lift humanity and talk about the higher dimensional beings, the very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, those are the ones that are getting pushed out. And the others that have the, you know, that they're aligned with the controlled narrative, they're thriving, they're getting the pulpit, they're getting, but that's what happens to people. It's like churches, the same thing. You know, fear, guilt, and unworthiness, it doesn't work. People are done with that. Oh, if you don't transcend and shift, you're going to lose your people. And that's exactly what's happening there. Same thing.
Oh, I think so. I've noticed, I even myself, I've had to really take it very slowly when it came to how public do I want to be about certain things? How far do I want to go about anything I'm involved with in these matters? Just because I'm an experiencer, but I'm like, you know, I also, as I kind of gradually was in, you know, getting to know the ufology field, I started to be aware, like, wait a minute, I've been here before, just in different shades and different forms, but I'm seeing the same patterns and the same sickness.
Yeah.
And that control system of money, you know, I mean, it's kind of what a term from the insurance industry, inherent moral hazard. inherent moral hazard. And that feels very appropriate to me.
Exactly. Hey, I just got a note from from Robert, and saying that we hit the end of the hour, so we'll have to sign off. I really want to get you back on the show and talk about some of your experiences and some other things. It's been a great show. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
Oh, thank you so much. And likewise, gosh, my website is ajoyfulevolution.com. That's really the best way to look at the work that I do and kind of what I'm about. And, you know, I'm very active on social media when it comes to ufology and disclosure and wellness and this and that. But that's really the best way to find me. And it would be a gift for me to come back and continue the conversation, James. I'm just really grateful that you're here with us and doing the work that you're doing. And
thank you.
Just thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We got to sign off, folks. It's James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network and eSETI Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent.